meantime, we're going to do either public forum or the EO's report.
A couple of, well, that's fine.
Eric Greenlane, right? We don't even, you don't even need a card.
Greening.
Greening, okay, well, close. Go ahead, we'll do public forum right now.
Okay, thank you. I am Eric Greening, and not having seen anything in writing relative to your enforcement report, I presume I'm talking about a future enforcement case, namely CMC and the disaster that happened there. The main issue on my mind, first of all, I will say that you will probably be hearing in something from the Ocean Outfall Group in the future about this, and I think a lot of environmental organizations are assuming that the Ocean Outfall Group is kind of taking the lead on citizen activism relative to this, but obviously a lot of citizens are concerned about what happened and making sure it doesn't happen again. My particular concern has to do with the penalty phase. I think the penalties need to be not only substantial so that they're an example, but they also need to be targeted in ways where there's an actual nexus with the wrongs that were committed. And to that end, my personal recommendation for the best use of the penalties, direction would be to give the County of San Luis Obispo funding to maintain and expand its water testing efforts. Those are actually right now threatened in its budget process. The county is looking at a budget hole. In fact, you may want to correspond with the county about that. But at the very least, make sure the county maintains its existing efforts and preferably enhances its efforts so that it can track problems inland. The other direction that I think would make a lot of sense would be to direct funding toward the preparation of a feasibility study. As you know, Morro Bay and Cayucas are looking at some kind of joint tertiary wastewater treatment plant. And the question that I think should be asked is whether CMC and other upper watershed entities, whether it's feasible for them to also participate in such a facility and perhaps by that means achieve an economy of scale. So those are just my first thoughts reacting to the disaster that recently happened at CMC. And I do hope that the CMC issue will get on your agenda soon. Thank you.
Well, you have jumped the gun a little bit because nothing has come to the board. And
I'll point out to Mr. Greening, in case you missed it, I mentioned yesterday during the enforcement report that we have a supplemental sheet for that item. So if you haven't seen that, it would be available there.
And Mr. Greening, I appreciate your comments about, you know, supplemental environmental projects. And you might take a look at the guidelines that we are required to follow in utilizing any funds for those type projects and become familiar with them, because I think what you're thinking that we can do with those funds in any enforcement action wouldn't match up with what you're suggesting. So we have certain limits on how those monies can be used.
Thank you.
So take a look at that. So when this does come up to the board, then you'll be able to suggest things that we could actually do something with. Okay? Does any other member of the audience wish to address the board on any item not on the agenda at this point? Do you have a speaker card?
Can't speak without it. All right, here's mine.
Okay. Go ahead, Hillary Hauser.
Hillary Hauser from Heliocean. Good morning, board. I thought I'd take this opportunity, since Mr. Army isn't here, to tell you the update on the RINCON, the Septic to Sewer Project, South Coast Beach Community Septic to Sewer Project. Yesterday, I think, as some of you know, that we kind of stumbled on the LAFCO project process with the actual annexation of county land to the Carpinteria Sanitary District. And it was passed unanimously by LAFCO to annex this area into the district. And then there is a mandatory protest vote period. And so they ran the protest vote in October, and then LAFCO discovered that it had not properly posted. It had to be withdrawn. And so they ran another protest vote in December 3rd, and by that time all the wagons had been circled, and they ended up getting 38%. So now it goes to a general election. So yesterday, the Board of Supervisors of Ventura County and Santa Barbara County, because RINCON straddled by both counties, passed a resolution that the general election, rather than this issue being taken up with the June 3rd general election, it will be a mail-in ballot April 22nd. So that'll keep things clear and moving forward. And in addition, Heal the Ocean has hired an elections lawyer, Mr. Wucher, in Santa Monica, and we're scrutinizing all the registration that were submitted to the December 3rd protest vote to make sure that we weed out illegal registration. And so we're moving forward, the next step, April 22nd, and for the annexation. And theoretically, after that, the CARP sand can start to sell bond, except if we get sued again and again. So I just wanted to tell the board. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Okay.
How do you spell that?
Should we go to the EO report? Is Mr. Almy on his way?